Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Let's play a game.
And my name is Pauline. Let's learn some too. Today's topic is activity.
And the title of our show is Table Tennis. Table Tennis. Yesterday, James and Tina were doing a crossword puzzle about ping pong.
Right. And Tina was so interested, she started watching ping pong videos.
I wonder if anyone else at the office likes to play ping pong. Let's find out. Here's Pauline with today's Read It.
James wants a place to play table tennis. Susie tells him about the recreation center downtown. James needs a partner, too. Maybe he can play with Susie and Alex. James invites Alex to play ping pong at the recreation center. Maybe Susie and Rob can come too. Then they can play singles or doubles. James is a good player, but they can beat him with some effort.
Wow, everyone at the office seems to like ping pong. I wish I had a ping pong table at the LTE TV office. That would be fun.
Fun, but also distracting. Everyone would play instead of work. And even if you didn't play, the game is kind of noisy. I would have a hard time working with that noise.
You know, Pauline, I think we could put a table right here. We could teach, play some ping pong. That would be great.
I don't know, Peter. I tell you what, let's talk about it while Christina teaches the rest of us some key words.
Hello, James 想要找一个打乒乓球的地方。Susie 建议他到市中心的娱乐中心去。Downtown 就是在市中心或者是往城市的商业区。He can go to the recreation center downtown.确定有地方可以打球了 ,James 说他还需要一起打球的伙伴。He also needs a partner. 名词 partner 就是伙伴搭档。结果在 James 的邀请下可能有四个人可以一起打乒乓球了。这样的话他们不但可以打单打还可以打双打。They can play singles. 名词 single 表达单一个或是单身的人。而 singles 可以指单打的比赛，那双打的比赛就是 doubles. They can play singles or doubles. James 打桌球好像很厉害，但是 Alex 说我们努力一点就可以打败他。We can beat him with some effort. 名词 effort 就是努力。
What are you doing, James?
I'm looking for a place to play ping pong. My brother sent me a new paddle, and I want to try it.
The recreation center downtown has ping pong tables. Alex and I play there all the time.
Really? Thanks, Susie. Hey, I need a partner. Can I play with you and Alex?
Sure. We love playing ping pong.
James and Susie are at the Jungle Cafe. And what is James doing, Pauline?
Well, James' brother gave him a new ping pong paddle, so he wants to try using it.
At the Jungle Cafe? But they don't have a ping pong table there. I don't think Albert will like it if James starts hitting a ping pong ball in the middle of the cafe.
No. James is not using his new ping pong paddle at the Jungle Cafe. He's sitting there looking for a place to go and play ping pong.
Oh, okay. Now that makes a lot more sense. Oh, and you just used the sentence pattern that Christina wants to teach us today. Let's go to her right now.
James 说他在找一个打乒乓球的地方。I'm looking for a place to play ping pong. 我们今天来练习一下这个实用句型 be looking for something to do 什么。 比如说 I'm looking for a spoon to eat ice cream. 我在找汤匙吃冰淇淋。He is looking for a pen to sign his name. 他在找一支笔签名。They are looking for a place to start their business. 他们在找地方来创办他们的公司。句子后半的不定词都是表目的的副词片语。
Susie knows where James can play ping pong. She says he can go to a recreation center downtown.
A recreation center is a fun place to go. It's a place where many activities can be played. Usually there is an exercise area. There is a gym, maybe even a swimming pool.
There is also ping pong tables at our recreation center downtown. I love going to the recreation center.
I do too. And we all love learning grammar points, right? Here's Rebecca with one right now.
Hello, friends. It's time to do something fun. It's time to learn a grammar point. And everyone says yes. Well, if you want to say that you or someone else loves doing something, you can use this grammar point.For example, we love walking the dog, or she loves singing songs. You can do this, friends, so don't be afraid to use it.
You and I are not the only ones who love going to the recreation center, Peter. Susie says that she and Alex go there a lot, too.
I didn't know that Susie played ping pong.Wow, she does everything.
Who does James usually play with?
He doesn't have a person to play ping pong with. That's why he asked Susie if she can play with her and Alex, of course. She says yes.
That's great. I'm glad James found someone to play ping pong with. A new ping pong paddle is nice to have, and it's important to find a place to play, butHaving someone to play with is also very important.
You can't play ping pong by yourself, although it's a funny thing to think about.
Well, you can practice English by yourself, although it's more fun with friends, of course.
Of course, yes. Every time we practice something here on the show, you should be saying it at home. And the best is find a friend who also wants to learn English,You can practice talking together, too.
Absolutely. This is just the beginning of practicing and learning your English.
Friends, it's time for us to go on a short break. Try creating some new sentences about ping pong while we are away. We'll see you after this. Don't go away. So, Pauline, what do you like to do at recreation centers?
Oh, lots of things. When I was a kid, my dad worked at a recreation center. I learned how to swim there. Actually, that's also where I learned how to play ping pong.
Hey, that sounds like a great place to learn ping pong. Well, friends, now it's time to go to our last conversation today. Let's watch it together.
Susie, James invited me to play ping pong at the recreation center tomorrow. Do you want to come too?
Sure. Is James a good player?
Yes, but we can beat him with some effort.
Let's ask Rob to come too. Then we can play singles or doubles.
Let's go to the center today to practice.I plan to win.
James and Alex are planning to go play ping pong tomorrow. Alex invites Susie to go with them.
Right. He says, Do you want to come too? This is a useful sentence. It's a nice way of inviting friends to go to join you to do something.
Right. For example, Josh and I are going to dinner after the show, Peter. Do you want to come too?
Yes, that sounds nice. Thanks. Oh, and I am going to get a coffee during the break. Do you want some too?
Well, sure. So Alex uses this question to invite Susie to go play ping pong with him and James.
She says, sure, but she has a question. She asks, is he a good player?
I was wondering the same thing. I wonder who is the best ping pong player, James, Alex, or Susie?
Well, Alex says that James is a good player, but he thinks that he and Susie can beat James with some effort. Hey, let's go to Christina to learn more about that word, effort.
Alex 说 James 虽然很厉害，但是我们努力一点就可以打败他。We can beat him with some effort. 句尾的名词 effort 是今天的单字，它指的是人付出的努力。我们来多看几个例子，更了解一下这个字的用法。首先，它常常和动词 make 一起用。Let's make one more effort. 我们再努力尝试一次。或者句型说 make an effort to do something, 表示花力气尝试去做某件事。比如 we made a special effort to welcome them. 我们尽了很大的努力去欢迎他们。最后还有 put effort into something, 表示在某件事上投入很多努力。I put a lot of effort into the test. 我投入很多的努力在这个考试上。这些都是名词 effort, 努力的用法。
So, if it takes effort to beat James, then it's not easy to beat James. But Alex thinks they can if they try hard.
That sounds like a good match. If you always lose or you always win, that would not be a good match.
I agree. Who do you think will win, Peter?
I don't know. I do know that Alex really wants to win. He even says, I plan to win.
I plan to win.
You plan to win? Pauline, they didn't invite you.
I know, Peter, but I plan to win is today's
calendar phrase.
I plan to win.
I plan to win. 我计划要赢。
Do you want to play computer games?
Sure. I plan to win.
Do you want to play table tennis?
Sure. I plan to win.
Do you want to play cards?
Sure. I plan to win. So, what is your plan?
I plan to lose.
I plan to win.
I plan to win. 我计划要赢。
Pauline, I think there is a problem with the plan Susie, James, and Alex made.
Why? What's the problem?
The problem is that there are only three people going. They can play singles, but that means one person isn't going to be playing because singles is one person versus one person.
Good point. But there are also doubles. In doubles, two people play on one side of the table and two people play on the other side.
Right, but Pauline, 2 plus 2 is 4. Susie, James, and Alex, that's 3 people. That's a problem.
Oh, didn't you hear, Peter? They have a plan. They are going to invite Rob. Then there will be 4 of them.
Oh, okay. That solves this problem, and just in time, too.
Because now it's time to review our keywords for today.
Here's the first keyword from today. Downtown. Downtown. I'm going to the bakery downtown.
partner. Partner. I need a partner for this project.
Singles. Singles. Andy Murray plays singles tennis.
Doubles. Doubles. Can we play a doubles game?
Effort. Effort. You can win the race with some effort. Okay, friends, I know you're putting a lot of effort into trying these keywords. And now let's look at those conversations one more time.
What are you doing, James?
I'm looking for a place to play ping pong. My brother sent me a new paddle, and I want to try it.
The recreation center downtown has ping pong tables. Alex and I play there all the time.
Really? Thanks, Susie. Hey, I need a partner. Can I play with you and Alex?
Sure. We love playing ping pong.
Susie, James invited me to play ping pong at the recreation center tomorrow. Do you want to come too?
Sure. Is James a good player?
Yes, but we can beat him with some effort.
Let's ask Rob to come too. Then we can play singles or doubles.
Let's go to the center today to practice. I plan to win.
Pauline, we talked a lot about ping pong yesterday and today. Maybe we should explain the rules of the game to everyone.
Good idea. Well, we already explained that you need one person on each side of the table, or two people on each side, like you see in the picture there.
Then, one person serves the ball. To serve just means that you are the first one to hit it. You start the game.
Right. Of course, they need to hit the ball over the net, but not too far, because the ball needs to hit the table on the other side.
If the ball goes too far and hits the ground instead of the table, then the other team gets a point.
But if the serve is good, then it will go over the net and hit the table on the other side. Then that side needs to hit the ball back. Of course, they have to do the same thing.
Hit the ball over the net and onto the table. The rules are pretty simple, but it's not easy to do it, especially when the ball goes really fast, or what if the ball spins? When it hits the table, it might jump or bounce a different direction.
Yes, that is the problem with playing with my dad. He can make the ball spin. Oh, it's so hard. Well, I think we've talked enough about ping pong. It's time for a jungle chit-chat.
Hey, James. Do you like to play table tennis?
Yes, I love ping pong.
Yay, let's find a place to play.
Me and you play a game of table tennis?
Yeah, it will be fun.
I'm a good player, Ginger. Do you want to L-O-S-E lose?
No, I want to W-I-N win.
Too bad, because I will W-I-N and B-E-A-T beat you.
Well, let's P-L-A-Y play and find out.
Okay. We can play at the recreation center downtown.
Great. Get ready to lose, L-O-S-E.
No, you get ready to lose.
No, you.
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 Hello everyone, I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. Soon I'm going to play table tennis with some friends. You can play table tennis with 2 or 4 people. Do you play? Table tennis is a fun game, but it's not easy. The ball can go really fast.
Table tennis is a game played on a table with a small net in the middle. It is also called ping pong. To play, you need the table with the net, paddles, and a ball. 1 or 2 people stand on each end of the table. They hit the ball across the net, and the other person hits it back. The ball goes back and forth until someone misses and doesn't hit the ball. Then the player who didn't miss gets a point. The first player to get 11 points wins the game. Ping pong or table tennis is the fastest ball game in the world. The average player can make the ball go about 25 miles per hour. But good players can make it go 50 miles per hour or more. Table tennis is the most popular indoor sport. It's an Olympic sport too. And many people in China consider it China's national sport. Chinese players are very good and win a lot of world championships. But anyone, young or old, can play table tennis. That's why it's so popular.
I'm back from playing table tennis. My friends and I played several games. I only won one time. I think I need to practice more. I hit the ball, but I don't always hit it over the net. Still, ping pong is a fun game. If you play it, you know that's true. Thanks for joining me on Jack's File today. See you next time.
Hey, Pauline, you can play another kind of ping pong, right?
I do play another kind of ping pong. It's not a serious sport like ping pong is, but it's a crazy game called round robin, and you need at least 6 people to play. Everyone takes turns running around the table, grabbing the paddle, and hitting the ball. It's a really crazy game.
Yeah, there's other fun games you can play with friends using a table tennis table. I think I've played this game too. It's a lot of fun. We hope you had fun today, and we'll see you again tomorrow right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.